morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. When you hear that built the city, you know who's in the house. Jonathan Cook is here this morning.
Right.
Good morning, Jonathan, with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing today?
I'm better now that I've been thinking about Mark Spitz.
All right.
We've talked about him with the morning show. For those of you who may or may not remember, he had this beautiful poster with his 7 gold medals. I don't know how old I was, little, and I just thought he was the most amazing guy.
Right. I don't remember that.
You weren't born yet.
That was
you
before.
Weren't born yet, probably. It's okay. Some people will remember. But anyway, enough about Mark. How are you?
I'm doing good. So middle of the week, Wednesday. So this your time. If you had any questions about construction or flooring, to text them or call them in.
Absolutely. 850-437-1620. Maybe we should kick off with you just talking about Jonathan's Construction Flooring, what you do. Some folks may be just listening for the first time. You never know.
Right. So we've been around since 2005. So I own Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. We do full house renovation, so kitchens, bathrooms, siding, windows, doors, pretty much anything that has to do with the house. We have a hand in that. And then we have flooring stores. We have the Jonathan's Flooring that goes along with it. That's why it's called Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. And with that, we have a full retail location. So we import directly flooring. So we have flooring, cabinets. We even have some paint samples and stuff. We don't make and sell paint, but we have paint samples so that people can try to match paint with their flooring while they're there in the showroom.
Yeah.
But we have a wide selection of LVP flooring, which is really popular right now. And then we have, laminate wood, and we have glue down or nail down hardwood and ceramic tile. We have a big selection of carpet. So a lot to look at, a lot to pick from. And that's located at 9320 North Palafox Street. So we're right there in Pensacola, just one block south of 9 Mile Road. And then, So
what are the hours for the showroom?
So we're open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5. So basically every day but Sunday.
Okay.
And we always tell people, if you need special accommodations or time, if you let us know ahead of time, most of the time we can schedule that in. So if somebody calls and says, hey, I don't get off work till 5 o'clock, we don't mind, staying and meeting them.
Nice.
If we have a time, they're going to be there, right?
No, that's great.
We don't want to just hang around the showroom for 2 or 3 hours, but, waiting. But if somebody says, hey, I'm going to be there at 6:30, we'll come back and meet you at 6:30.
Very nice.
We try to be as accommodating as we can.
Well, what's really good about you, too, is that you also will go on site to someone's home or business and do an evaluation, and it's kind of an inspection in a way, but to give them an idea of what they can do if they're just thinking about remodeling.
Right. So we like to do estimates, right? So we do free estimates, but we also just do consultations sometimes. Because sometimes I have people call and they say, hey, I'm thinking about getting an estimate on this, or I'm thinking about getting an estimate on that. I'm not really sure where to start or what to do. And then I'll just come out and just do a consultation with them and just look through the project that they're thinking about doing, and then come up with a good place to start. And most time while I'm there, we can pick something to start with, and then we can do an estimate on that project. Or sometimes it's just, like I said, sometimes just doing a consultation. Sometimes we have customers come in that want to install it themselves, and they don't really want an estimate on installing it.
Okay.
But they would like us to come out, look at it, and measure it, and tell them what they need and what's the best product for them. And so I'll just throw that on my schedule for my estimate day and go by there and look at it and say, hey, you need this many square feet. This would be a great product for you. And then we can get that together for you at the showroom. You can pick it up and do it yourself. And then, of course, if you start doing it and you need some help, you can always call us.
I was just going to go there.
Right.
I was just sitting here thinking, okay.
Which does happen sometimes.
Do you make
sometimes.
Sure it that does, they get your number so they
right.
can... Does that happen very often?
It's like 50-50.
Yeah, okay.
Sometimes people will get it and it'll be, but I say 50-50, but not every house is the same, right?
Right.
Some house
right.
might be a lot easier to install, and someone else might be trying to install their house and think, okay, well, my neighbor did it, but your house is a lot harder than his house. His house may be wide open, open
right.
floor plan. He's just doing the living room, big old square room. That's easy.
Sure.
Or you tear up
that floor and you find something underneath.
Right, right.
Right?
Opposed to, you may have glue down hardwood in your house, which is horrible and really hard to get up. Even I personally wouldn't want to take that project on myself without some of my guys helping me, because it's a lot of labor-intensive work. So not every house is the same. So some people might be able to say, hey, I'm just going to put it in myself. And the other people may be like, hey, I started doing this, and this is a lot harder than I thought, and I need some help with it. So it's 50-50.
Okay. Well, we do have a line here on Pep Talk, because this is our expert panel. Jonathan is our expert this morning. So if you've got a question, maybe you're thinking about remodeling your kitchen, your bathroom, or you have some questions about buying vinyl plank or the different types of materials that you could use, just text it in at 850-437-1620. That's why he's here, to answer those questions.
Right, and if you don't get your question on air, you can always call us afterwards. So you can just call us at our showroom and ask your question. Even if I'm not there, a lot of times Sherry can get you in touch with me, or just, like I said, set up a consultation for you. But always feel free to call us after the show at our showroom, 850-332-5905.
So you're at springtime now. Are you seeing any trends as far as what people are looking at? Is it because they got family coming in for Memorial Day weekend or for the summer?
I was going to say, I think a lot of it is the fact that it's springtime. You get more people doing outside stuff, but it's also been cooler than usual.
That's
if you've
true.
Noticed in the mornings, like getting it's up, nice. It's been a little bit cooler than it usually is. So I think people are kind of like looking more at those outside projects, like doing the outside paint. People enjoy being outside. It's right there at that time of the year where it's nice and warm outside, but it's not overly hot.
Right.
Even though it is pretty hot, right? It's pretty hot.
Yesterday afternoon, I was thinking, oh, it's coming.
Right. But it's not as hot as it usually is.
Right.
So it's been, we've had some cooler weather. So it's been nice for us working outside. Especially if you have like any like attic projects or even like whole house renovations where you have to take like the AC and all that out. Sometimes we go in there and we gut the whole house, and then, you know, it's months before the power and the AC and everything's back in and working, and it will be extremely hot. But those projects have been pretty nice right now.
Okay. Well, also the good news, I suppose, for you is the lack of rain, even though it's giving our gardeners a drought.
Right.
For you, it's probably great in terms of any outside projects and,
you know,
porch refinishing, things like that.
I hadn't really thought about that, but you're right. I haven't seen a lot of rain lately.
No.
It seems like almost every weekend it's been raining, though. I've noticed it's been raining more in the weekend. It seems like the only day that I get off is like the day that it's raining.
Oh, no.
Lately.
Well, yeah, and that's probably
But
true.
It has been nice for work.
Yeah.
And I don't even particularly care for rain during the week when I have to work. But I don't really like it on the weekends either. So if it rained at night while I'm sleeping, that's ideal for me.
There you go. Well, we used to have a pattern where we'd have these hot, hot days, and right around 4 or 5 o'clock, we'd get a nice shower that would cool everything off. But it hasn't been like that for a while now, it seems.
Yeah, I guess when you say that and I think about it, I haven't seen lots of rain lately.
No, not at all. Yeah. We're talking with Jonathan Cook. He's the owner of Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. If you've got a question, maybe you've got a project in mind or you're thinking about materials, just call in or text your answer at 850, your question at 850-437-1620. One of the things that we've talked about a lot, and I think it's so helpful. I even had a friend come up and talk to me about it, and they said it was really interesting when you were talking about all the differences between vinyl plank and the different kinds of flooring that are available. Because I know when I think, oh, I want a wood floor, well, there's a lot of options today.
Right.
From what, if you have your house for 20 years, there's a lot has changed since then.
It does seem that we're seeing more trends with like natural wood colors, whether that be wood or laminate or vinyl plank or tile that looks like wood. But natural wood colors seemed like they're making more of a comeback.
Yeah, it seems like it.
Because for a while you were seeing lots of grays, right?
Mm-hmm.
So lots of gray tone floors.
Yes.
And then
the white and gray.
Exactly.
Paints.
Yes. Being on the coastal line, you know, and being on the water, we see more of those coastal colors.
Yeah.
So very light colors. But it seems like the last few years, the natural wood colors have made more of a comeback. And I think that is just, like I tell people, like natural wood's timeless, right? That's how it goes with anything, and it's timeless. So, like, if you look at, like, our older Victorian-style houses downtown, most of them are going to have natural wood colors, right? Because that's all they had to use back then. So we've been using natural wood for, you know, hundreds of years, 250 years since the country's been here. So I always tell people, like, natural wood's timeless. It's going to go with anything you have. And we're seeing more and more of those trends come back. But as we're seeing those natural wood trends come back, it's not always wood, right?
Okay.
It's just that look.
So what does that mean?
So it could be like, you know, an LVP floor that looks like a natural wood.
Okay, you have to explain the acronym.
Right. So like
LVP
a luxury,
stands for
luxury vinyl plank.
There you go.
Which is probably, you know, probably one of your more popular floors right now. They all kind of look somewhat alike, right? So whether you go with like natural wood, a real wood, or an LVP that looks like wood, or you go with a lamp that looks like wood, they all have that same basic feeling at the end of looking like a natural wood. But of course, what we're looking at is what the material difference is and what the core of the product is made with, right? So like if you go with a natural wood, obviously that's going to be a wood, depending on what type of wood you get, whether it be like an oak or a pine, it's going to stain and look a little bit different. And then if you go to a laminate, it's basically just fake wood. So mm-hmm. it's just like a pressed core that's made to look like wood.
But these days, it doesn't look fake.
Depending on what you get, right? Because mm-hmm. some of it does.
Because some of it's, I don't know anymore. I walk in and I think, wow, these floors are beautiful, right. But I'm not sure.
Depending on the quality, though, because I see a lot of it that still does look really cheap and fake.
Oh.
But as long as you get a decent quality mm-hmm. and a decent product, then yes, you definitely can pass it off as wood. In many cases, and in a lot of cases, people may walk in and say, oh, no, that's a luxury vinyl plank down there. And they're like, okay, I know that's not real wood. But some people actually prefer that look over a real wood. And because, for one, it's softer on your joints, depending on what the core is made out of and how much pad it has on it.
I've never thought about that. That's interesting.
Yeah, wood,
really?
Wood is a softer material than, like, concrete or, like, tile.
Well, of course. Yeah,
but
I didn't think about that.
You got to think, like, your floating floor, like your luxury vinyl plank, if you get, like, a good WCP product that has a softer core, mm-hmm. it's easier on your joints when you're walking on it.
Okay.
And over time makes a difference. It really does.
I would think so.
Which is why some people even want carpet. I've had many customers say, hey, I want carpet in the bedroom or mm-hmm. in my master bedroom, because as you get older, it's just softer on your joints for
sure.
walking on it. Then when you have tile through your whole house, you may not think of it right when you move in, right? But after living there 4, 5, 10 years and walking on that hard tile over and over, mm-hmm. You start noticing it. And so it definitely does make a difference. And that's one of the benefits to an LVP. If you get something that's got like a good soft core, like a WCP product with a pad attached to it, mm-hmm. It's going to be softer on your joints. It gives almost like a shock, right?
Yeah.
Like with your car, when you have a shock on it mm-hmm. and it gives that give where it gives and comes back. That's the same thing carpet provides us. So
wow.
So some of those actually over time of walking on that, like say over a 10 or 20 year period, will definitely help your joints out.
We're talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. Clearly he is an expert on this topic. So if you've got a question, 850-437-1620. We haven't talked about carpet in a while, and I just had some images of old carpet, shag carpet. There have been multiple different kinds of carpet, right? So what are some of the trends you're seeing now? Because then there was the complete reverse, where it was this, when you move into or rent an apartment and they have that.
It's more like Berber.
Well, not even that nice. Yeah, it's not even that nice.
It's
like just flat, no
right.
softness or anything. But talk about maybe what you're seeing now in the trends for that, especially for bedrooms.
Well, I think a lot of people, they almost want something with a nap to it mm-hmm. rather than a Berber carpet. With that being said, we have some really nice, like, flat pattern Berber carpet that I actually think is a really nice product. So the difference is, like, every time you step on carpet, mm-hmm. the pad makes it spring back up. So when you step on it, and over time, the carpet gets flattened out, right?
Right.
But the difference in whether it gets flattened out or not is, one, your pad. So how much cushion does it have to spring the carpet back up? Secondly, is the stitching of the carpet. So if, like, fold the carpet in half and look at how close it's stitched together.
Oh.
So that's one of the good things.
See, those are the things that
right.
you know that I don't know.
So that's one of the good things about the Berber carpet, why they use an apartment so much, mm-hmm. is because it's flat, and so you don't have to worry about it getting, like, flattened out by stepping on it.
It already
right?
is flat.
It already is flat, right?
Right.
So essentially, it should last a lot longer, and that's why commercial carpet is flattened out like that. Because you think of all them people that walk through there constantly, like
right.
in a Walmart or a Target, right? That carpet would be flattened down in no time.
Mm-hmm.
So we just have to go and start with a flat carpet.
That's
where it's going to end up anyways, right? But like an FHA grade carpet,
mm-hmm.
You have to have a minimum of 18 ounce. So an 18-ounce carpet. And if you take an 18-ounce carpet and you, like, bend it in half and look at it, you
uh-huh.
will notice it has got pretty wide stitching. In other words, it doesn't have a lot of nap. You know, the stitching's further apart.
Right.
So what we stock for most of our builders, and most builders, not even just me, but most builders, use around a 35-ounce carpet,
mm-hmm.
Which is pretty standard. Anywhere from a 26 to a 35 is really where most, like, rental houses, builders, that's like your entry-level grade. You could go down to an 18, but most people are going to be between 26 and 35 ounces. From there, you can go up to about a 40 to a 70 ounce.
Oh, wow.
Like,
okay.
if you really wanted to, like, a good plush, thick
maybe
carpet,
maybe for a bedroom,
right?
or
yes.
guest bedroom, it maybe isn't used as often.
Exactly.
Like
and that's where we see most of our customers end up, especially if, like, they're putting LVP through their house and they just want carpet in the bedroom. Most time, I will suggest somewhere around a 40 to 45 ounce carpet. It's not, like, ridiculously high. It's not, you know, as expensive as a 70 ounce carpet, but it's not a cheaper 26 to 30 ounce carpet. So if you get, like, a good 40 to 45 ounce, it will hold up pretty well. It's going to be pretty plush. With that being said, we have quite a few customers that will be like, no, I want a good 70 ounce, right?
Okay, yeah.
And if you're only putting it in a bedroom, it's probably not going to be that much more, right? If you're doing your whole house, it would probably add up to a lot.
Yeah,
But we see a lot of people do it on staircases, even when they do LVP through the house.
See, that's so funny because I would think I would not want carpet on the staircase just because of the use.
Right. So a lot of people don't because of that reason.
Uh-huh.
But some people do because of the noise. So it cuts down on the noise a lot. So if you got four or five kids running up down the stairs.
That's true.
And you have carpet
and
on
dogs
the stairs.
And
or carpet in the upstairs, like bonus room or mm-hmm. game room. It's going to cut down on the noise a lot.
That's true.
I don't care what LVP, hardwood, any hard surface you put upstairs, even with the pad under it, you're going to hear it if people are jumping around upstairs. You put a good 40-ounce carpet with like a 6-pound pad upstairs, and mm-hmm. it's going to cut that noise down significantly. So it's kind of like a lot of people don't want carpet when they have kids, and then some people want carpet because they have kids.
They're
like, oh, I want to cut that noise down.
Two philosophies.
Yes.
It all depends on how you look at it.
It depends on how you look at it. But mm-hmm. the good thing is we have all of it, right?
Yeah.
So we can sell them anything. And we will do multiple estimates, too. So sometimes when I go out to a house and people are on the fence about it, mm-hmm. or just be like, well, let me do a couple estimates. And because I'm big on giving all the information
right.
and then letting somebody pick from that.
And what you do, too, that you've talked about before is that line-by-line estimate so that you can actually pick it apart and say, well, we'll go with this, but we'll put this down
right.
later down the road. You kind of come up with a game plan.
Yeah, so we like to go line-by-line for that reason. One, so that they know exactly what they're getting for their money.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, so that we have a list and we know exactly what we're doing, what our commitments are there, right? So it's good just put all up front and just know, say, hey, this is what I'm doing and this is what you're paying for.
There you go.
And then there's no misunderstanding about it, because as much as they probably don't want any misunderstanding, we don't either.
No,
we don't want to get to the end of a job and somebody be like, I didn't know I owed you for that. Like that's the worst thing I'd have to deal with.
Yeah.
You know? So we like to put it all up front. And some people will ask me like, hey, can you just price out like hardwood carpet? And rather than put all that on one estimate, then it gets confusing mm-hmm. with this big number at the bottom because
right.
it's four different types of flooring. I'll just do three or four estimates.
There you go.
Because I don't want to scare somebody and they'd be like, why is it $30,000? It's like, because you're getting four types of flooring. You don't need four types.
Right.
So we just break it up in multiple estimates.
Okay. Talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring, 850-437-1620. If you got a question for him, I got one that came in from one of our listeners asking, what is the best way to keep up vinyl plank? Waxing, how do you keep it looking good?
So that gets really difficult with the waxing because you can ruin it, right? Because ultimately it comes with a pre-finish on it, and
mm-hmm.
so you shouldn't have to add finish to it. That's almost more important question to ask before you buy your vinyl plank, because when we buy it, so we can get anywhere from a half a millimeter wear layer, so that's how much acrylic is on top of it,
mm-hmm.
all the way to a 20 millimeter. Or we can go up to a 28 millimeter for a commercial product. So when you're talking about adding wax to it, we can add wax to it, but that should be done at the factory when it's made, right?
Yes.
So you really should not be doing that after the fact. Once it's actually bought and installed in your house, you should just be able to mop it with just soap and water. Just basic soap and water. You don't need a steam mop it with nothing real hot, right?
That is so funny that you mentioned that. I was at a store, the W store, yesterday, and I just wanted to get a new vacuum cleaner. And I went down two aisles of mops and steam mops and not so steamy.
Right.
And I mean, it was so overwhelming. I thought, what happened? I just want a little vacuum cleaner.
Because
I have wood floors, and I thought, maybe I'll get I need. But then I didn't even know what to get.
Well, so a lot of vinyl plank you can steam mop as long mm-hmm. as you don't over steam mop it.
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen more floors ruined from steam mops than anything else.
Really?
I mean, especially if it's laminate and wood. Because, I mean, you're just blowing hot steam into a wood product that's
right.
not made for that,
right?
So especially a laminate floor, and you put a steam mop on a laminate, I see it happen all the time with tenants.
Oh, I'm so glad I didn't buy that yesterday.
And they will send me this, they'll send me out to do an estimate and be mm-hmm. like, oh, well, the tenant ruined the floor. You know, we need an estimate to fix it. It's extremely common. And generally it's in a laminate floor and the tenant was trying to take care of it. In
mm-hmm.
most cases, they were trying to take care
overdoing
of
it
and mopping it or steam mopping it. And that water gets down in the cracks and then the laminate just swells up, right? So that's definitely the best way,
would you suggest?
Well, so that's why a lot of that happens more so when you buy the product
mm-hmm.
than after you have it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like in those cases, had those landlords put like a good LVP or even a cheap LVP, but something that was water resistant, those tenants probably wouldn't have that problem.
Right.
Right. Most of the time it's because people think like it's wood, or nowadays we have so many products on the market, like I was saying earlier, a lot of people don't know the difference between them. And they don't know, hey, is this a product I can use a steam mop on, or is this a product I can't use a steam mop on?
Clearly, I don't know.
Right. A lot of people wouldn't. So I would suggest, especially leasing a house, that's a question you should ask your property management company or your leasing agent when you rent the house, and have that written into your lease and say, hey, what products can I use on my floor? Because I would like to keep them clean. And then if something happens and the floor gets messed up, you have that to fall back on and say, hey, I asked and y'all said I could use these products. And it sounds crazy now, but the reality is replacing floors is not cheap. And if you ruin it, it's going to come out of your deposit. You're going to be held responsible for it. So, you know, that, and that's where I talk about giving all the information. If somebody has all the information, they can make a good choice from that, right? But to answer the question about the waxing, you really shouldn't have to add wax to it. And that's something you should get when you buy your product. You should ask for a higher wear layer. So more acrylic on your finish, right? So that you don't have to wax it later.
So you're saying just soap and water?
But just soap and water. Once you have it, it's really hard to add wax to it afterwards.
Interesting. Great question. 850-437-1620. So that makes me think about the kitchen and the bathroom. What about tile and keeping that clean? What are the do's and don'ts there? So do you have any tips there?
That's one of the great things you could use steam mop on.
Oh, okay.
Because we all know, like, the most important thing with tile is sealing the grout, right?
Right, keeping the grout. That's my nemesis.
If the grout has good sealer on it, then it's easy. You could use soap and water, and it would just wash right up.
Right.
But over time, the sealer just wears off the grout. And then dirt gets down in the grout, and then it's really hard to keep clean, which is why a lot of people don't like tile. So that would be a great area to use a steam mop on and probably to get it clean. And I would suggest once you get it steam mopped and clean, then reseal the grouts.
Oh.
And it's something that even homeowners could just do themselves, or even tenants. So if you go to like some of your big box stores, like Lowe's or Home Depot, they have sealer now in a spray can, almost look like a can of spray paint. And you just spray the grout lines and it evaporates up off of the tile, seals your grout lines. But don't do it unless your grout's clean. Because once you seal it, if there's dirt in that grout, you're just covering it. You're trapping it in there. So get it clean first.
Well, we just hit a hot topic with about 3 minutes left, because I just got three texts saying, how do you clean the grout? What can I do with the grout? How do I fix the grout? They're all about the grout cleaning.
Yeah, that's really it. Steam mop it really good. Get it nice and clean. Even bleach it.
Really?
I mean, whatever you need to get that grout clean, but after it's clean, then seal it really good. And like I say, go to Lowe's. I know in particular Lowe's has a sealer in a spray can with just like a downshot. So you just walk along and spray it and spray it a couple times. You're supposed to reseal your grout like every year or every couple of years. People will have tile from like the 60s and it's never been sealed again.
Wow.
And then obviously there's much better sealer that you can get like a little bottle and you can brush on. It's a lot harder to do. It probably works better. But if you're not experienced with that, then just get the spray can and just spray it a couple of times. Do it once a year. Once a year, steam up it really good and just spray your grout lines and it will be so much easier to clean.
Okay. Well, another question just came in as you were talking. Is there a good grout cleaner that you could recommend?
I mean, honestly, we just use bleach, Mean Green. They have acetone down at like some of the big box stores for like cleaning grout.
And that doesn't discolor if it's like a white grout?
No, I mean, I feel like especially just bleach just gets it back more clean.
Okay, lots of questions rolling in, and we're down to our last minute here. So if I don't get to your question, I apologize. We did have someone asking, and this gets a little more detailed, to replace carpet and pad on a concrete floor in a high-rise condo at the beach, what preparation needs to be done before you put down the LVP? Is a subfloor required?
So in a condo building, you need to check the sound density of the plank and ask your HOA what sound density is allowed.
Oh.
So every HOA will have sound densities within their HOA policy. And so we will usually check with them and say, hey, what sound density do we need? And then we can check the floor to see the sound density on the floor. Now, if you find a floor you love and it doesn't have enough sound density, we can add a layer of cork. So it's like a cork sound density cork.
Right.
So basically, it's like cork on a roll. And we put that down first and then put the LVP over it.
Okay, we've been talking with Jonathan Cook. The questions all start rolling in when it's time to go.
That's okay. You can tune in next Wednesday.
Okay, how do we get in touch with you in the meantime?
Right, so you can just give us a call, 850-332-5905, or you can come by our showroom at 9320 North Pavlo Fox Street, or look us up at jonathansflooring.com.
All right, thank you so much, Jonathan. This is Pep Talk.